Let's take our Bibles and go to Acts chapter 1. Happy 2015. I had New Year's Day off, and it was nice to get back to work on Friday the 2nd. And I work with several active Christians, and we share a great camaraderie at work. When I got there on Friday morning, we took some time to share our thoughts on 2015 and our expectations, our aspirations for that year. In the world, many people call them making resolutions. And after a couple of people shared theirs, Eric asked me, what's your resolution? What do you resolve to do for 2015? And I said, I am resolved no longer to linger. Of course, they all chuckled knowing the song themselves, and we had a good laugh together. But actually, what I really want resolved for myself for 2015, I'll share it with you, and perhaps you'd like to join me in it, is I want my presence more effective as a beloved one, as a son of God, more effective worldwide. And I'm thinking in terms of my spiritual prayer life worldwide. I want to increase my prayer life much more, and I certainly encourage you on that. As we were doing our deliveries one afternoon, a car passed us and passed our truck, and it had one of those stickers that said, think globally, act locally. And of course, that's in regard to painting the planet green, which, you know, it's a nice thing to do. But I was thinking of it in terms of my witness of him as a son of God. Think globally, act locally. I can only be one place at a time. In Acts chapter 1, verse 1, it tells us, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, or after that the Holy Spirit, God's gift, comes upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And as I said, I can only be one place at one time. So how can I be a witness unto him in all of these places, unto the uttermost part of the world? Well, actually, I can do that through the witness within. Let's go to 1 John and take a look at this great verse so that we can see that we are not limited to distance, we are not limited to location by that wonderful gift that God has given to us, his gift of Holy Spirit. In 1 John, I'll get there in a moment, chapter 5, and in verse 9 it says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And I think of man's testimony to us that we see broadcast daily on our televisions, we hear on our radios, we read in our newspapers, we look up on our internet sites, and they give us the witness that they see or perceive, or what they perceive in the news. What's going on in this country? What's happening over here? And honestly, it sounds like we've reached the end of the end times. There's floods, there's tremors, there's earthquakes, and all of these things that Jesus prophesied concerning about. And that's what they focus on. But what we want to focus on is the witness of God's great love and God's great kindness to the world, because John 3:16 still says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So how can I be a witness unto him in all these places? Well, let's keep reading. It says, for this is the witness of God. Excuse me. But we do receive the witness and the testimony of men, and we regard it highly. They tell us what we need to do with the earth. They tell us what we need to do with the needy. They tell us all these things to do, but the witness of God seems to be greater, or at least the scriptures tell us it is greater, and we can learn of it and know of it and live it. It says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness where? In himself, not out in front of him in a newspaper, not out in front of him on a television set, not out in front of him in the radio, not even out front of him on his own PC or MacBook or whatever he's using to look at the events that are happening in the world. And those pictures that they send back are very vivid. And there are terrible things going on in the world. But we should be aware that there are great and mighty things that are going on in the world. And we will only receive it and know it through the witness that we have within. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. They are constantly telling us how the UN is helping, how NATO is helping, and how all these different groups are saving the world, so to speak. But really, God's word concerning his Son tells us how it will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I can manifest this great witness in my prayer life by way of speaking in tongues much in our prayer lives. And you can do the very same. That's why I say in our prayer lives. We can give testimony and witness and international intervention, so to speak, by our prayer life, by way of our speaking in tongues. Because our prayers are not bound by distance. Our prayers are not bound by borders. Our prayers are not bound by governments. They are not bound by distance, nor even our personal presence. It's not even bound by the conditions, and it's not bound by the knowledge of what's going on in those areas. Isn't that something? Let's look at Romans chapter 8. This great record given in Romans regarding our prayer life by way of speaking in tongues. In Romans chapter 8, it tells us in verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, or infirmity is the text. And here it comes. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. That's our infirmity. We don't know. But you know what? We don't need to know. We don't even need to reckon the distance. We don't even need to reckon the time. All we need to do is do what the scriptures tell us to do. And here it says, the Spirit helpeth with our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't even know what to say. We don't even know what to pray for. We don't have any idea. But that Spirit of God at work within us helps that infirmity. We don't even know who needs, excuse me, we don't even know who needs our help at the moment. I would say the entire world, but, but you know, a specific person that I could sit down and say, let's pray for this guy in Outer Mongolia, or let's pray for that person over here. We don't even need to know that. The Spirit helps with our infirmity. That for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And I've shared with you that groanings without groanings which cannot be uttered is beyond our comprehension and even beyond our compassion. That's how magnificent this gift of Holy Spirit and the evidence of it is in speaking in tongues, and particularly in our private prayer life, making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Isn't that beautiful? It says in verse 27, and he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because it, not he, it makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Isn't that beautiful? Boy, oh boy, it is perfect prayer. There are many things we just do not know, but knowledge is not the key of an effectual prayer life worldwide. It is participation that is the effectual key. We have been given that witness within. We have been given the gift of Holy Spirit with the evidence is in speaking in tongues. And the scriptures tell us it makes intercession for the saints. When we pray in tongues, it makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What? We don't have to know what's going on. All we have to do is participate. All we have to do is by our free will decide we are going to speak in tongues much. We are going to speak in tongues more. We are going to speak in tongues more often. We don't need to know who to speak in tongues for. We should just speak in tongues more. We don't need to know what to speak in tongues about. We just need to know we need to speak in tongues more in our private prayer life. Verse 28 tells us then, well, verse 27, and he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit because it makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Verse 38 actually begins with the word then rather than and. Then we know that all things work together for what?
Good.
For good. It works together for good. You can't miss with speaking in tongues. You cannot miss in our intercessions. If all we can do is, the only way we can miss is not do it. Is not take the time to do it, not remind ourselves to do it. I am resolved no longer to linger in regard to speaking in tongues, to get to it and get to that prayer life. And I want to get to the place where when I'm not just talking to somebody, speaking in English, or have to concentrate on a particular thing, to speak in tongues in my private prayer life. Speak in tongues to myself and make intercession. Just let it rip all day long as much time as I possibly can. That is my desire. Then we know that all things work together for good. And this word good means a harmonious perfection. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And then it goes into who these called people are and the very different situations. But without knowing the situation, without knowing who to pray for, but that I should pray, and having the ability to pray perfectly by way of the Spirit of God within me, I may have helped some persecuted brethren escape death yesterday. Or had a child's, you may have had a child's fever break in another country who was sorely ill. Another beloved one, another one of your brethren who loves God, who loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And your intercession may have yesterday and the day before and the day before that and the day before that done all of these magnificent things. That is a witness and a testimony to God. Whether I get to see the actual result of it, I know all things have a harmonious perfection to them that are that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Isn't that beautiful? To know that you are actively involved. Your name may never reach the newspaper. Your name may not be spoken of on the television. But your effectual working of the Spirit of God within you, in your intercessory prayer, may have had a life-changing effect on someone else somewhere in the world. At least I know it did not come back void, because the Spirit knows exactly what to pray for, and I don't think there is a time of day where there isn't some need somewhere that needs to be answered. And it is so magnificent, but even if it is to find a lost piece of jewelry, where if someone left their car keys and says, "Father, show me where my car keys are, help me find my car keys," and they found it because someone somewhere was making intercession according to the will of God. And I don't think finding your car keys is necessarily not part of the will of God, or at least not something he does not want us to do. Somewhere, it's magnificent. Our intercession worked. And it is also sweet to know someone spoke in tongues for me. Someone else's prayer brought God's deliverance for me. See, speaking in tongues allows us to share in divine secrets. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14. And I think of this, having been in the military, and I was reading a little bit about our community here in Crumstown just a few minutes ago before I came out to join everybody. And it was talking about one of the men who worked a wireless telegraph system at the train station down here years ago. And he had to know Morse code. There was a couple of things he needed to do, was be able to hear well and to write fast. And he had to know the different codes for the different letters. And there could be hundreds of people standing around looking at it, listening in, and none of them knew what the message was unless they knew Morse code and they could decipher the code. I think it is so beautiful. I think about being in the military. We would send coded messages to help our troops in different areas. Well, against our adversary, God has an ability to send coded messages to that Spirit of God that is absolutely deciphered, prayed for perfectly, and intercession made for the saints according to the will of God. That's sharing divine mysteries. Boy, oh boy, what a magnificent thing. 1 Corinthians 14, and in verse 2, it says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue," or speaking in tongues, "speaks not unto men, but unto, he knows the code. He knows exactly what's being said. Beautiful. For no man understands him. Men don't know what's being said, perhaps as he's speaking in tongues privately in his prayer life. I doubt they know. And even if they listened in, I doubt they would understand. But God does. He knows every word, every nuance. And the message is absolutely the perfect message that could ever be given in regard to a situation. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. And the word mysteries is divine secrets. Mysterion. That's divine secrets. Isn't that beautiful? See, by speaking in tongues, God has us pray for many things that the human mind overlooks or is not even aware of. Connections within the family of God, which the Father only knows, and yet they are attended to and are cared for as we act. See, that's why I want to encourage you, as perhaps one of your goals, your resolutions, your aspirations, your expectations this year, is to increase your private prayer life, because it is effectual. I believe we have a worldwide outreach and international effect in our prayers. People say, well, I've never ministered to anyone and healed anyone. How do you know? unless you were able to decode the divine secret. But I think you have participated in many mighty signs, miracles, and wonders. Jesus Christ said, the works that I do shall ye do also, because I go unto the Father. Well, he went unto the Father and he sent the Comforter for us. And that Comforter, part of what it does, it has that ability to make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And regardless of whatever the need is, if you've spoken in tongues, you have participated in it. Don't doubt yourself and never doubt God's word. You are an important person. You are an important part in the body of Christ. Whether someone recognizes you or doesn't recognize you, God recognizes your part in the body of Christ, and there is an effectual ministering of every part. Sometime maybe we should look again at Ephesians chapter 4 about how every joint supplies. But you are a mighty one. And you do mighty exploits for God. And I encourage you to do more and more and more and more. And I think come the gathering together and other events that take place, you will find out that you are going to be rewarded for things you never had even the slightest idea that you participated in. But because of the love of God in your heart, you brought mighty signs, miracles, and wonders to pass to glorify Jesus Christ and to glorify our Heavenly Father. Now, like I say, I believe we have a worldwide outreach and an international effect by our prayers, by our speaking in tongues in our private prayer life. I know I had been instructed that, you know, I need to get a mind picture for this or a mind picture for that, to see, you know, Joe getting healed and see all these things. I don't think, I would not discourage you doing that. But it's not the picture that gets the job done. It's the intercession, because it is absolutely perfect. It's your participation by your speaking in tongues in your private prayer life that gets the job done. Whether you can get a picture in your mind or cannot, I believe that as long as you're carrying out this, because it says, let's go back to Romans chapter 8. (Clears because it tells us the Spirit worketh or helpeth our infirmities. Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps for our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. So if I don't know, how could I picture it? Again, I would not discourage you from picturing it. I think that's a wonderful thing. But that's not the requirement to get the job done. To get the job done requires the participation. And more we do it, I believe it's the deliberate decision to speak in tongues, the deliberate decision to make intercession according to the will of God is what effects and affects our participation. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5, because it says it makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And it is perfect prayer. Back to 1 John chapter 5, and I've shared this with you, but I want to share it with you again so that you really know this in the depth of your heart. In 1 John chapter 5, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Speaking in tongues makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So anything that I would speak in tongues, he must hear. Does that make sense? Because it just says, this is the confidence, and we ought to be that confident in that gift of Holy Spirit. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So whenever we speak in tongues in our private prayer life, he what? Hears us. Let's read the next verse. "And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Isn't that beautiful? Look, God can produce in a desert. If there were a mustard seed, the smallest seed of all of the plants ever that are known, the mustard seed, the tiny mustard seed, could be laying in a desert. God has the opportunity to make that mustard seed grow. Your speaking in tongues will never fail. If there is a grain of believing anywhere in that individual, in that situation, God will find it and will cause it to take root and grow. He can make a mustard plant grow in the desert amidst all of those. He can find it like a needle in a haystack. If there is just a little inkling of believing, he's got something to work with, and he will bring it to pass. And it is perfect intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Don't worry about, what if the person's not believing? God will find it and grow it. And someone is out there, and that prayer for you, God will find it and grow it in you. If there is any believing there, and they are believers, he will find it and cause it to grow. And his word never returns void. Beautiful. I think back, we used to have signs and reminders to speak in tongues. I remember one group, we used to put a little dot on your hand And every time you saw the dot, it was supposed to remind you to speaking in tongues. I had a on my desk, I had it look like a little stop sign, and it said SIT, speak in tongues. And then underneath it was the word more. And then I put on top of that much, speak in tongues much more, to remind me to be even more emphatic about it. Just much more. And a benefit to you as you speak in tongues in your private prayer life, a great benefit to you is that it will bring you rest to your soul. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 28. It brings rest to your soul. And I can tell you also, your intercession will bring rest to other people's souls. It says, in verse 11, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. It's a reference to speaking in tongues. Verse 12, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. Isn't that magnificent? This is the rest. The word rest here means a comfortable place. This is the comfortable place. This is the comfortable place. It's God's lazy boy that's reserved for you. This is the comfortable place. It means to abide. It's to come in and just be so satisfied with the surrounding. That's what that word rest means. This is the rest. This is the rest. And we can bring that comfortable place for someone. Do you ever been in a situation in your heart where you just, it seems like there's just no way to go? There's nowhere to go. You're just tense, you're irritated, you're hurt, you're all of these emotions that are going, and you know, you're trying to figure out a place to go, and you say, I need to get away, and you go there, and it follows you, you know, and I need to go someplace else, you know, I need to get quiet, and you go someplace quiet, and it still doesn't resolve it. But when you start speaking in tongues, the scriptures say, this is that comfortable place. This is that comfortable place. Why? Because it is making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we know we have the petition that we have requested of him. Beautiful. See, this is the rest. Wherewith we may cause the weary. The weary. The word weary is the languid or to languish, gloomy, melancholy, loss of vitality. You ever been there? You want to get rid of it? Here is the way. It's not going to an amusement park. It's not going to a movie to get a change of scenery. This is the rest. This is the comfortable seat where the languid, the gloomy, the melancholy, those who have lost vitality. I think of it in terms of doldrums. When I used to sail, they had a term that they called as being in irons. You're going in irons. You're in irons, meaning there's no wind. You can't go forward. You can't go backward. You're just stuck. And many beloved ones do get caught up in this. But the scriptures say, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. Now, the second word rest is actually a word linked to the word wink. I'll be there in a wink. It means a short period of time. Look, if we want to recover ourselves out of these doldrums whenever these attacks come on, because it's just all stuff from the enemy, gloominess, melancholy, loss of vitality, all of these attacks that you come under, they can end very quickly if we spend more time, rather than trying to figure out, oh, what's wrong? Why am I so down? Why is that? Spend more time speaking in tongues much in your private prayer life. This is the rest wherewith the weary may rest in a wink, have it over with, and move ahead. Well, and it is the refreshing. The word refreshing is to be a revitalizer, a booster. It's God's more abundant life answer to Red Bull or Monster. It's sustained refreshment. Resolve no longer to linger. Join me in speaking in tongues more, much more, and you'll be more blessed for it. God bless you.